last game factor into your decision making as you make calls on guys for the not only the final 53 but positions as well?
Oh, it'll have a factor, sure. I think that and then practice squad as well. You know, who you choose to pursue on your practice squad.
How would you evaluate your returner position, punt and kick returns right now?
Well, I think Page has done a good job. Every game he's done a better job. He looks very confident back there. He looks like he belongs. Let's see. Hopefully he can do it again tomorrow.
We were talking to Mike Williams and Ogletree yesterday. And they were kind of bemoaning dropped passes. And I was just curious for you if that's been any kind of concern over the course of the preseason.
We've dropped too many. But you know, you come back Friday and it's the season. Now it's get ready for the season. And I think it's a good time to have a clean slate on that thing and get going, you know.
Is that the kind of thing, though, that maybe has kind of fueled some of the criticism for Josh because his stats get skewed with drop?
Well, anytime you drop passes that should be completed, it skews the stats for sure. But, you know, I've gone through this already, but everybody has contributed to the lack of production. But as I said after the game, I think I can see how everything will get fixed. We just got to do it. You know, that gap between knowing and doing, it's the biggest gap in the world.
Is that battle at tight end still kind of wide open? Have you made any decision there? Are you leaning one way or another?
I don't think it's wide open, you know, for the starting tight end. I think there's a couple guys involved there, and we'll make that decision here soon. But, you know, the way we play, there's going to be more than one tight end playing, so I don't think certainly it's a big deal because somebody's the starter and you compete to be the starter, but I think they're both going to play and then the guys below them as well in certain packages.
You're looking back on the training camp and then some of the preseason games, has there been a pleasant surprise, something that kind of been under the radar with you that you've enjoyed seeing, some part of your aspect of this team or individual player?
Nah, I think it's pretty much as we thought it would play out. You know, I think the overall level of performance from every team, like, you know, all the levels, I think we're better down through the levels right now. That's not a surprise, but I was pleased to see that I think, you know, unless it's a guy who just got here, most of them truly understand Buccaneer football, and that covers a lot of stuff, right? X's and O's, scheme, philosophy, understanding of game day situations, subs, all that stuff. I think through the ranks we're better. And it should be, right? We're year two, so.
Is that stronger depth, in your opinion?
Depth and understanding, both, yeah.
Why do you think Donald Penn looks like he's struggling a little bit during the last couple of weeks?
I just think last game he had a little bit of a, you know, everybody has a game. I don't think he was struggling before that, as you know, I didn't see, you know, I know the New England game wasn't great, but I mean, I don't think it was Donald centric, you know what I mean? But I think he'd tell you he didn't play his best game last week. I have faith Donald will get that corrected, though. He's a professional.
Kevin, you made a concentrated effort to get Glenn in a lot of snaps. He's going to start this game and play a while, you said. Just what have you seen in terms of his progress from when he got here to now? And mastery of the offense, or
he is going to start this game. I don't know. I ever said that, though.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Did I?
It's a problem. Okay. Might have been deaf.
But he is going to start. Yeah.
But just take us through what you've seen him do in games and out here in practice and just the maturation process.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was well coached in college. Coach O'Brien and Dana Bible. I mean, it really. Did a good job with him. So we got a guy that understood football and understood quarterback play. Now to get him to understand our football and our quarterback play, but he's very smart and works very hard at it. So, and he's got he and Josh both have a very even-keeled demeanor. So, like, when things are breaking down, it's not really going to stress him out too much. Now, he's fiery in his way, but it's not going to be panic at all. And that I can really appreciate out of that position. And he's thrown the ball well. I think he's shown that he can make all the throws. You know, and we thought that when we evaluated him coming out of college, and he's just, you know, confirmed that thought to us being in a Buck uniform for training camp.
We talked a lot about his mobility or functional mobility. You've seen him now in some against NFL competition. Do you like the way he's able to get out of trouble or move in the pocket? Does he seem like he's going to be able to be fine at this level?
I think he has good pocket presence, yeah. I mean, don't look for him to, you know, tuck it and run or be running the option or anything. You know, we're not going to see that, but I think he has a good pocket feel. And I think being around Josh has helped him because Josh has got really good pocket feel and really good ability to see down the field and move in the pocket, feel that and see the field, you know. So sometimes when you're around a guy like that, it rubs off as well.
You're able to fill a lot of holes through the draft and through free agency. Are all the spots filled to your satisfaction, or, I mean, are there still areas that you'd like to tweak maybe?
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever find a coach that says, oh, you know, we got everybody we need. We don't need anybody else. Yeah. Certainly we're on a daily quest to make our 53 the best we can. But, you know, I like our guys. Yeah, I like them a lot.
Is Kevin Ogletree your third receiver, or is that still a battle that's being
won? We haven't officially said that yet. I think Kevin's played well, but I think we'll make all those things kind of when we set the depth for the Jets.
Coach, is there something for the guys on the bubble? Is there a overall one thing you want them to do in order to make the team, or are there like a set of bullet points that you want them to achieve?
I think every situation's individual. Yeah, you know, depending on the position, what we're looking for him out of him for his position. You know. If you're on the bubble, then you're a depth guy, you know, so then what is your role and who best fulfills that role? And do we see things all through camp and then tonight or when we tomorrow night that lend us to believe you'd be able to fill that role the best out of anybody on our roster? So it's really specific to the guy and to the position and to our needs.
Couple more.
You a fan of the four preseason games?
I like preseason games. I mean, four, I don't know. That's above my – I just play what they tell us. But I like the fact that you get these preseason games. I really – you know, coming from where I did, it's been a while since I had preseason games to evaluate, you know. At least when you play a preseason game, you're hitting another team. So you decrease the chance of injury in half.
Coach, can you talk about what may or may not be different this season under Coach Wonsett with special teams?
Well, I don't need to go into a comparison. Different as much as what I'll say is I think he's doing an excellent job. He, Phil Galliano, and Billy Miller, the three of them, run that area of our operation. And, you know, Coach has been obviously a head coach, defensive coordinator. He's held a lot of positions where he was in charge of a lot of people. I think he brings that presence. You know, schematically, they're doing a heck of a job, but that's beyond that. I think a lot of guys can X and O it. But, you know, that leadership, that presence and leading a unit, you know, Dave brings that very strongly. And as I've said before, it's great for me to have him here, just as it is to have Butch Davis here, you know, to have two guys that have been in that role. And, you know, we talk about other things other than special teams, you know, programmatic stuff. So it's great that way as well. Guys, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow night.